Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Well, hi again there, BTN listeners. Welcome to your Tuesday installment of the BTN News Show. I'm your host, Kyle Swagger. Terribly freaking sorry about yesterday's show, which, by the way, is up now. So if you've not heard Monday's installment, go listen to it before you listen to this one. Just stop right now. Yeah, we had some major technical difficulties here at the BTN Philippines studio yesterday, but it's all good now. Anyways, let's get you caught up on what's going on in tech news right now. It is the 28th of June, 2016. All the best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours coming your way in around 5 minutes. Probably will be about that today. Not a whole heck of a lot of news happened. Loving Google Earth and Maps, yeah, ain't it great? So pretty to look at. Could be a little bit better, though, couldn't it? So much so that Google's about to improve the satellite imagery on these services, saying they want to make it a better experience for all users. So as you guessed it, they're going to offer higher resolution virtual views going forward now. In fact, you might already start noticing this as of today. Things might be sharper in parts of the world more than others. Then again, aren't they in real life? And this is all thanks to new processing techniques that Google is implementing. So this is slowly rolling out. Yes, as you probably guessed. So if you don't see it in your neck of the woods yet, chances are you will down the road. No word yet if we're going to be seeing it on Street View too. Sometimes that's already detailed enough. Hey, Windows 10 haters, did you get forced to install in Windows 10? Now, this woman fought back and won. According to the Seattle Times, a Miss Terry Goldstein got $10,000 from Microsoft. Yes, you heard me correctly. $10,000. Which, by the way, this woman runs a travel agency in California, so I don't know why the Seattle Times is picking this up. But anyways, because she had an automatic Windows 10 installation. And yeah, you know where this is going. When it installed on her computer, yeah, she couldn't get anything done after that. So she decided to sue Microsoft for lost wages and compensation to replace her computer. Yeah, and she won. Now, believe it or not, Microsoft actually appealed the decision, but decided to drop it. Good idea, Microsoft. $10,000? Yeah, it's like pocket change to you. The bigger question is, how many other people are going to be wanting $10,000? Have fun, Microsoft, because I got a feeling a lot more is coming your way. Is Facebook becoming a little envious of Snapchat? Maybe so, because Facebook now has a thing called Slideshow. And it's a new Facebook app that stitches together photos of videos you've taken, say, in the past 24 hours. Then it'll add special effects and share your slideshow on your profile. Sound familiar? Yeah. Snapchat, if you didn't know, pretty much does the exact same thing. And it does photos of videos taken from the last 24 hours. Yeah, this sounds like a complete ripoff. So how this works, say you've taken 5 photos or videos on your phone in the last 24 hours, the Facebook app will prompt you, hey, create a slideshow, and then display it on your newsfeed. You'll love it. Then you'll have 10 visual themes to choose from. Basically, in the end, this is just Facebook's way of attempt to get people sharing more personal moments on Facebook so they know all of your personal moments. And finally, we have to go to Russia for and finally today. We have to go to Putinland. And this would only happen in Russia, just so you know. So this is definitely for all of our Russian listeners out there. Seems Russia's ready to pass a bill requiring your ISP, whatever one you're using, to eavesdrop on you. Oh, yeah, that's right.
We want to know everything you're doing.
Mainly, the Russian government wants to keep tabs on you if you're on social media. Yeah, Twitter, Facebook, these kind of things. And you might remember they actually commanded Twitter and Facebook to store Russian users' data inside the country. But that doesn't seem to be flying too well with Twitter and Facebook. So, as you guessed it, they're using the anti-terrorism bill to require ISPs to store actual customer communications for up to 6 months. They will be requiring your ISP in Russia to provide backdoor access to encrypted messages. Yeah, like on WhatsApp and Telegram and Facebook, all those sort of things. And all that information will be directed to the FSB. Sorry, Russian listeners, you're stuck with Putin ISP now. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. The British Tech Network, you know why I'm talking about. BritishTechNetwork.com. Get on over there. Good Lord, what's taking you so long? You got the Mac show over there. You got the Big show over there. Of course, you got the News show over there. You got the Pox show over there. You got the Gamer show over there. I mean, I could go on and on and on. Just go. Get subscribed right now. You can follow the BTN Network, of course, on Twitter at British Tech. Follow me, too, on Twitter as well at Kyle Swagger. But what you really need to do is hang out with the BTN community, and you can easily do that at our Slack room. That's at britishtech.slack.com. We will be back tomorrow for your Wednesday installment, hopefully with no technical difficulties. We'll get you caught on the best technology news that will happen over the next 24 hours for your hump day edition. But until then, it's Tuesday. Let the week start to rock and roll. And thank you very much for listening.